Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Joined again by a young fella who he writes for this website. It's one of those big websites. It's the biggest one of its type in the world. He is the author that more people read his stuff on that website, which makes him the biggest writer of the in the gun culture in the world. And of course, we're talking about that young fella, Dean Weingarten. How are you, young fella?
I am doing well, and I'm feeling younger every day with the way you're talking about me.
There you go. Well, you know,
appreciated.
You know, just try the power of suggestion, Dean. The power of suggestion.
Yeah.
Now, I've been giving a lot of attention to Illinois and Chicago today for some reason, and then I pop up because I don't look at your stuff anymore since you come on the show and we talk about it, and well, you've got a story in Chicago, huh? Or in Illinois, anyway.
Yeah, it's actually down on the outskirts of the St. Louis metropolitan area, which is also a hotbed of criminality, like many parts of Chicago. And you have these failed neighborhoods where people no longer can trust the rule of law, and you have a significant crimes, including considerable numbers of homicides. And when people in a neighborhood don't trust the police and they aren't willing to trust the rule of law, you get a feedback cycle where you get more crimes committed because people don't trust the police, and then some crimes are not solved and criminals are emboldened, and you get more and more of the same. But this is actually a different story, almost a kind of reverse of that, and it started a couple of years ago in July, and you had a group of people that appear to be part of the problem rather than part of the solution. You have twin brothers who are 21 years old, Corian Mosley and Torian Mosley, so they were adults, and there's a confrontation between them and two minors who are 15 and 16 years old, and another 21-year-old. And some of the accounts say that the confrontation was over the sale of some marijuana. But it's hard to know exactly what happened because people are not generally very willing to talk about illegal activity. But there was a confrontation. One of the twins, Torian, and both twins already had felony records. They'd both been convicted of robbery 2 years previous, well, almost 3 years when they were 18. And one of them felt that things were dangerous, and he passed a handgun to Corian Mosley. Torian Mosley passed the handgun to Corian Mosley, and Corian ended up shooting three people in the confrontation, and one of those, a 15-year-old named Omarion Coleman, was killed. Well, this is not good news for anybody. But the brothers handled things quite differently. Torian Mosley didn't shoot anyone. He pled out to lesser charges. Both of them initially were charged with first-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, aggravated assault, and possession of a weapon by a felon. But Torian pled out to lesser charges. He got a 6-year sentence in prison. But Corian Mosley decided to have a jury trial. Now, this is unusual. Most criminal cases are decided by plea bargains, the vast majority of them. Jury trials are in a small minority for several decades now. And Corian Mosley was in lockup. He was in a county jail and had been for quite a while. The bail bond was set at $1 million because it was a murder case. So Corian decided to go with a jury trial. It took a little over 2 years. He was in jail for over 2 years. And he had a fairly good defense attorney, apparently. And two different scenarios were presented at court. One was that Corian had just shot these people because he felt that he was being disrespected, verbally disrespected. That was the prosecution case. And the defense said no. He reasonably was under the belief that he was under a deadly threat by a street gang. Now, what I find very interesting about this case is that it was a jury trial first, which is unusual, and the defense felt strongly enough about it that they kept the defendant, were willing for him to be in jail for 2 years rather than to do a plea deal. Of course, we don't know what kind of plea deal might have been offered. And the jury found Corian not guilty by reason of self-defense. Now, I think that's a positive development for a couple of reasons. First off, here you have a defendant who is not the most sympathetic of defendants. He's been involved in criminality at a young age. He had a felony conviction when he's 18. He could not legally possess a firearm. He didn't stay at the scene. He fled the scene. He didn't attempt to preserve evidence. He didn't attempt to give aid. He did not contact the police. He was found hiding in a dumpster. And in spite of all those things, the jury found that there was reason to doubt that the shooting was not in self-defense. That they found enough of a doubt that they could not convict him of murder, aggravated assault. Now, I don't believe at the time in this trial he was charged with a felon in possession of a weapon. So it's unknown if he might be charged with that in the future. But what this illustrates to me is that a jury trial can make difficult decisions, and even with an unsympathetic defendant who is already a convicted felon, they realize that just because you've been convicted of a felony, you do not give up your right to self-defense. It's an inherent right. It's a natural right. It exists whether you're a felon or whether you're not. And so they found Corian Mosley not guilty. Now, this is a bit unusual, and I think it's a positive development. Because
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. Dean's stuff, well, a good portion of Dean's stuff, well over 1,800 articles, can be found at amoland.com. Go to the bottom of the page on the right. You'll see all contributors. Click that. It'll be midway down in the left-hand column. Dean Weingarten, click on that. My goodness, what opens up for you then? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, instructor, scientist, military officer. Lots of things. Dean's lots of things. Do we need to continue on with this, or were you finished with that?
Well, I think we can wrap up a little bit in it.
Okay, go ahead.
That is that while the jury found Corian to be not guilty, it would have been much better if he and his twin brother had simply avoided the confrontation altogether. Now, it's sometimes hard to do in bad neighborhoods where the rule of the law is not as well respected as it is in other places. But I think there are some lessons to be learned from this, and that is, while you may win the gunfight or the confrontation, it's not a good thing. You should avoid confrontations if you can that can lead to violence, and you need to support the rule of law, and you need to develop those habits early on. Corian and his brother both had felony convictions by the age of 18. That's not a good thing. So I think the key thing to remember here is you can win the confrontation, you can win the trial, and you still can lose. Corian spent 2 years in county lockup in order to go through the trial. That's not fun.
So much for the speedy trial thing.
Well, you know, what I've seen is the defense will drag things out sometimes because they see it's advantageous to them as well. So it's not just the prosecution, it's the defense too. And usually a defendant has to actually waive the right to a speedy trial in order to ask for continuations or delays. And I've seen it happen many times. So it's not just one-sided. So you can get a speedy trial, but it might mean that you don't get access to all the evidence or get to do the investigations you want to do. So trials can take a fair while, and they sometimes did even 150 years ago. And this sort of confrontation and jury trial reminds me of some of the things I've read about in the Old West, where, there were people who made threats to each other and said they were going to do nasty things, and then they end up in a confrontation and some shooting occurs and somebody gets killed, and the jury says, self-defense, they both threatened each other, it was mutual combat. So I don't know if there are people who would disagree with that in this case, but it does remind me of that to a fair amount.
Even though they were felons.
Well, yes. I mean, and you see a lot of felons in the Old West doing things that are wrong. I mean, there was, there were people who were arrested, and there were people who were then pardoned by governors because society felt they had been unfairly convicted one way or another. I mean, when you dig into the actual details, it's not like you see in the Westerns on TV.
Right. So, without going, we don't have enough time to really break into something new, but I did want to, we've had open carry go into effect here in South Carolina this week, Dean.
Yes, and even though it's a limited thing, it's licensed open carry and you have to have a permit, I see it as a significant step forward because now there are only, four states that routinely ban open carry.
One of which is Florida.
Florida is one of them, which you don't really expect because they've been pretty good on a lot of things. But then you've got Illinois, okay. You have Chicago there. And then you have New York. Essentially, California, there is very limited open carry, but I consider it a ban on open carry generally. So, California, New York, Illinois, and let's see, that's not Hawaii. New Jersey actually has permits that allow you to open carry.
If you get the permit.
Figure out which the fourth, well, Florida. Yeah, that's right. Of course, Florida, which we mentioned at first.
Right.
Exactly.
So, I have not seen anybody doing it yet. But I haven't been out a lot anywhere to, I haven't been watching for it. Now, the only thing that I've been carrying the same way I always carry, and the only thing that I'm taking into account now is that if somebody sees it, I don't have to worry about it. So now I'm not so much worried about printing or any of that other stuff. And I don't...
Yes, and that's a positive thing, I think. I mean, I felt... when we've always had open carry here in Arizona.
Right.
But we had hostile courts for a while that were interpreting what concealed meant in, shall we say, rather... creative way. For example, if you had a gun on your hip in a holster and it was all openly viewable, but the officer approached you from the side that didn't have the gun and he couldn't see the gun, we had court saying that was concealed carry. Yeah. So we fought hard to get to where we are today, which is constitutional carry.
That choked me. I had to hit the cough switch on that one.
Liberating.
Yeah. I haven't heard any fanfare on this or anything else. I think the all the stuff going on with Afghanistan has sort of taken that away. And
oh,
Cuomo,
yeah.
And all of the Democratic shenanigans.
If I ever visit, I will have to open carry just to see what happens.
I'm going to do it. I just haven't decided how I'm going to do it. I haven't decided,
let me give you my experience. Most people won't notice.
I'm wondering about that. I'll be honest with you. I am wondering about that.
Very few people notice. Some of the people that notice more than others, little kids. Because they're kind of down at the level of the firearm, and they're maybe just a little bit more willing to say something. It could be that people notice, but they just say, well, I'm not going to say anything. And then a lot of adults will just assume that you're some sort of official or law enforcement or whatever. I've had that happen a fair amount, too.
Hang on for me. Coming up on the next break, we'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's back to Delaware and his vacation for President Biden, but not after saying significant progress is being made in the massive evacuation effort at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan.
This is one of the largest, most difficult airlifts in history. And the only country in the world capable of projecting this much power on the far side of the world with this degree of precision is the United States of America.
Biden speaking from the White House, acknowledging that the images around the Kabul airport have been heartbreaking and gut-wrenching, but adding every American who wants to leave Kabul will be able to.
But let me be clear. Any American who wants to come home We will get you home.
Officials are expecting around 40,000 people at a rally that will be headlined by former President Trump tomorrow in Alabama. USA Radio News. One airline is extending their no alcohol on planes policy.
American Airlines has extended a ban on alcohol sales in its economy class until at least January. The new date is in line with the federal mask mandate for public transportation that was also extended through that date. American Airlines had previously extended a ban on the sale of alcohol through September 13th. Southwest Airlines is the only other airline currently prohibiting the sale of alcohol. The airline doesn't have a timetable to resume alcohol sales after reverting plans to lift the restriction on most flights by July 14th after a passenger physically assaulted one of its flight attendants. The FAA announced civil penalties totaling more than $1 million were levied against close to 4,000 unruly passengers just since January. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten, and the next thing I see popping up here is apparently something is happening in Minnesota, and the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus has gotten involved in it.
Yes. And what happened here, and it involves a phenomena that I think exists in every state of the union, even in New York. What it is called preemption laws. And preemption laws are laws which prevent local governments from creating laws that deviate from state law in significant ways. And nearly every state has some form of preemption for firearms because they want to have a uniform law throughout the state that so that a person traveling isn't constantly going from one set of laws to another set of laws to another set of laws from each township and county and city and village and town. And in many states, there are separate government entities like water boards or garbage collection boards or environmental boards. And they often cover a patchwork pattern that's very hard to determine exactly under what jurisdiction you are where. So to prevent all these various entities from making a bunch of different laws involving firearms, most states have a preemption law. And Minnesota has a very strong preemption law that says no government entity in the state can make any laws regarding the carry, sale, possession of firearms. And there are often exemptions. For example, local governments can make laws about the firing of firearms in certain areas. But in Minnesota, nearly all the laws are limited to state statute. And the Minnesota Agricultural Society is an arm, essentially, of the state government. Now, originally, in 1857, it was a private organization. But in 1860, Minnesota created a statute to give it certain powers and to operate the state fair. So it's a creation of the state government. And what this lawsuit says is the Agricultural Society, because it is not the legislature, it cannot enact state law, so it cannot ban the carry of firearms at the fair, which otherwise are allowed by state law to those people who have Minnesota carry permits. And in Minnesota, you're not allowed to carry a pistol outside of your property without a carry permit. But if you have a carry permit, you're allowed to carry it a whole lot of places, and the state fair is not one of those places where you're forbidden. For example, with a carry permit, you can carry pistols inside the Minnesota legislature, inside the Capitol.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a pretty, you know, it's not optimum, but it has its advantages. So what the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus has done is they said, look, you people at the State Agricultural Society have been saying you can't carry pistols at the state fair, but you don't have any legal authority to do that. And they changed their enforcement mechanism this last year. They signed a contract with the Sheriff's Department of the county, saying that the Sheriff's Department would have the authority to enforce law and order at the fair. And they have asked the Sheriff's Department to enforce this policy saying that no one can carry at the fair, whether they have a carry permit or not. Now, I've seen some editorials by people saying, well, they're claiming that Minnesota has to abide by the Second Amendment. Well, that's true. They do claim that. And it is true that they have to abide by the Second Amendment. But the Second Amendment isn't the crux of their argument. The crux of their argument is, yes, Minnesota has to abide by the Second Amendment, and they have to follow their own laws, and their own laws say only the state legislature can make laws about who can carry firearms where, and the state fair is not the state legislature, and it is not a private entity because it was created by the legislature. So that's the argument in a nutshell. Now, to give the contrary argument from a legal perspective and not from somebody trying to make an op-ed piece that says, well, but, you know, the Heller decision says certain places can be forbidden from carrying guns. You know, that's true, but that has nothing to do with the case. The case is, does the State Agricultural Society have the power to do that? And what they will attempt to do, this is what I would do. I'm not a lawyer, okay? I don't play a lawyer on TV, but occasionally I talk about the law on the radio.
Right.
And what I would do is I would say, well, the state fair really isn't a public entity. It's not a governmental entity. It's a private entity. It's just been given a little power by the legislature to operate the fair. but it doesn't get tax funds. It charges admission to the fair and charges people to exhibit stuff, and that's where it gets money to operate the fair. It's not really a public. Now, I don't think that argument will hold up because it was created. Originally, it was private, but it hasn't been a private organization for over 140 years because it was a private organization briefly before the Minnesota legislature gave it significant authority. And the fairgrounds is owned by the state of Minnesota. It is not private property. So because of those things, I don't think they will win the lawsuit. It's hard to say. You know, we have judges that make up very creative rulings about what is legal and what isn't. But I think they have an excellent chance, and that's probably why they brought the lawsuit, was because they're saying, you know, if you don't enforce your rights, you don't have rights. If you can't exercise those rights, the rights don't mean anything. And so this is part of, carrying the fight to the other side. Say, no, you can't just say that this quasi-legislative authority given to the fair can be used to ban guns when the state law specifically says only the state legislature can ban guns.
Let me get you to hang on right there. Hang on.
Yes.
We'll be right back. We're talking to Dean Weingarten about one of the 1,800 plus articles that are available for you from him at amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Nobelift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, Nobelift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobeliftNA.com/save.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On the firing line, coming from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, almost did the old intro. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Been speaking to Dean Weingarten, and I guess we're going to have to go off the books because now we've come to that point where, once again...
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about Minnesota a little more.
Okay, okay.
Because... Minnesota has been part of this whole carry revolution that's been happening in the United States over the last about 35 years. And they were originally a state where it was very difficult to get a permit. And what they have now is this carry permit. And as of 2020, and I'm sure it's gotten greater, they had almost 360,000 people with permits there. Out of a population, an adult population of about 3.9 million or so. And so it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 8% of the adult population have carry permits. That's a large number. And the people who have carry permits are all adults. In Minnesota, they have to be 21. They have to have no felony convictions. And I'll tell you, the people who have carry permits tend to be active voters. So they're probably somewhere over 10% of voters in the state. So they are a considerable political bloc. And you just don't anger 10% of your political voters by saying, we don't trust you. And the people who have the carry permits in Minnesota are extremely law-abiding, as they are in nearly every state. In fact, every state, I can't think of a state that shows any examples that are counter to that. They are they're more law-abiding generally than police officers. And they're far more law-abiding than the general public. So it's hard to create a scenario and say, gee, we won't let these people who have through the process and become legal permit carriers in Minnesota, carry at the state fair because it's dangerous when they're less likely to create a problem than a police officer is. And yet we let police officers carry at the state fair. I mean, you know, as a practical matter, how do you defend this?
Do they have, like, metal detectors at the entrance of this, or is it all based on the honor system, which is, you know, criminals always go by the honor system.
Yeah, right. I believe they're talking about putting up metal detectors, and they may have had metal detectors. But in any case, what the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus is saying is it's not legal. I mean, they're saying, look, you let us carry at the Capitol. We've never had any problems there. We should be able to carry at the state fair. Not only that, in their brief, they talk about assaults that have happened at the state fair and confrontations and difficulties that have happened going from the fairgrounds to where people park and their vehicles and things like that. And they say it is eminently reasonable that we should be able to carry means to self-defense at the fair and to and from the fair. And it's hard to argue with it. The only way that the other side can argue is they say, well, guns bad. More guns, bad.
Hmm.
And that's what they try. But the facts are against them. The facts are not there. Now, you could argue if you just let the general population, you know, that's a different argument, and they still don't have the facts. But when you're talking about licensed carriers, it's extremely hard to try to make the argument, guns bad, because we have the statistics. We have the Minnesota law requires statistics to be kept, and they can look and see how much more law-abiding licensed carriers are. And they are. I mean, there's no question about it. And so the only argument is more guns bad, but you can't really show that. You can just opine about it. So that's what I wanted to use to finish up about the state of Minnesota. Now, this is not a federal case. This is a state case in state court, which is why it's kind of weird that in some op-eds they start talking about the Second Amendment being the crux of the case, because it's not. It's the preemption statute is the crux of this case in Minnesota. And it's going to be litigated in the coming months, and I'm sure we will see interesting developments where the state government, which is currently run by Democrats and leans that way generally in Minnesota, I mean, very much so, they're going to try to say, well, it's not really a government institution. It's not really, it's private. I don't know if that'll carry any weight, but as I said, you have to see what the particular judge wants to do, and we've seen some pretty creative arguments over the years.
My question would be this. Now, most of the time a state fair is held outdoors, so are they going to put a barricade up all around the state fair? State fair?
Yep.
They are?
Yeah, there'll be a fence, I'm sure, and limited entry points are going to...
And metal detectors.
Right. But I think the parking is going to be all outside. In other words...
Oh, but of course,
You're not going to park inside a fenced area. You're going to park outside, and then you walk in. Or there'll be shuttle buses and so on. That's the way it usually works. And you see, they've included the sheriff's department in their lawsuit because the sheriff's department has been contracted. And the sheriff's department is a government entity. So the state law says a government entity cannot create rules that are beyond what the state has created for the carry of firearms. So I think that's one of the reasons they launched the lawsuit at this time. They saw that made this whole proceeding more more vulnerable, because how can the sheriff's department, which is definitely a governmental agency, then enforce things that are against contrary to the government law.
It'll be interesting to see how this one goes as it goes forward and everything. Do we know anything about who's representing the Minnesota group?
No, I have.
They got any help?
I read their brief, their press release, and it probably included who the their attorney was, but I can't say that I remember it. Now I can say that it's Ramsey County, and the Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher, who are named as defendants, as well as the Agricultural Society itself.
Right.
Well,
I tell you what, we're about to run out of time. Will you be available, you think, this coming Friday?
I intend to be, and there'll be a lot of interesting things to talk about.
I'm sure there will be. I'm sure you have a backlog of stuff that is very impressive. Thank you for taking the time today.
It's always a pleasure.
The pleasure is always mine. And as for me, I'll be back in 21 hours in between now and then. But remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever, ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. And this part is important. This part is important. We've been sold a bill of goods, and we bought it for a long time. And we're a different kind of woke. Remember that. This has been Lock and Load.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.